This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call number 90. Oh, here we go. Caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97, you instantly win a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco Tuesday, February 19th at Oracle Arena. We had tickets all week. We've got them through the rest of the day. And coming up today on Jane's show, listen for two Panic at the Disco songs back to back. And after the second one ends, Caller 97 instantly wins the ultimate Panic at the Disco package.
Oh.
You get a meet and greet, access to House of Memories VIP Lounge, an exclusive Panic of the Disco merchandise package. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Listen to Jane's show this afternoon. Call 97 right now. You get tickets to the show.
Call it's pretty
now.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, you get Jane's show
yeah.
just for participating.
Yeah, you get to listen to Jane. Hello. Lucky you.
Right. Follow her on Instagram, too. She's good at it.
Jane picks.
Right.
Lots of boots.
Lots
of boots and black lipstick.
Right. And there's pictures where you go, ha, huh, that's the tree out front, but in black and white, it looks spooky and creepy.
No.
Ha!
She has a way of putting a little Halloween on everything.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Like, I think I know. Yeah, that's the tree in the parking lot out front.
Goth Christmas.
Dang, it looks creepy as hell when you
it's nice.
Put a black heart in the middle
she
of
it. She had this skirt on yesterday. Did you see her yesterday?
I didn't. I brought, you know what?
She looked like Morticia. It was awesome. It was like so, like, just
like
skinny
pencil?
To her all the way. No, just all the way to the ground. Or half, most of the way. And then it kind of like flared out just a little bit at the bottom. Oh. Like, oh my God, look at that. What she's got on. It's amazing.
She is amazing. You're
Jane,
right.
She knows how to put it together.
I just see black. I should really pay attention.
You should. Yeah. You should look. I know.
Well, because I'm always talking to her. I'm always staring at her blue eyes. Like
piercing blue eyes.
I know.
In a, just the whitest white face
yeah.
with the darkest black hair.
Right.
And the gothiest gothness of all gothness.
It's all really
Jane,
well put together.
You're so freaking goth.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say today. Good morning, radio family. I haven't heard you talk about this, but you guys would love The Masked Singer. It's just pure fun.
Oh, I saw
yeah,
a
what is
clip.
This about, you
it's
guys?
It's celebrities that you don't know who they are.
The costumes are outrageous.
Yeah, like a peacock or a teddy bear
but
or
like,
a rabbit.
But like really well done.
Yeah.
And they're, so they're in their identity is concealed inside this like stuffed animal-y type
yeah,
thing.
Something along those lines.
And then they sing and what people have to guess who it is?
People have to guess who they are, correct.
Right.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And I forgot, thank is you. It a celebrity panel that are guessing?
I've never seen it, but I believe it's celebrities guessing other celebrities.
Yeah. So
and are they trying to disguise who they are? Like, as in, are they trying to sing like
no,
someone else?
No, I think
or?
They're singing their own
in their voice.
Are they singing their own songs?
They say, I think there are only two episodes left, but you should binge it from the beginning.
Oh, the
to
masked
get all the
singer.
Clues and see who has been unmasked so far. It goes so fast.
And they get eliminated.
So
oh, so this is like they come out week after week.
Yeah.
And unless if someone guesses them, they get unmasked and that's it.
I forget if that's the case or they sing so beautifully.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. The only one I can remember right now that was on there is Terry Bradshaw.
No.
LaToya Jackson.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Don't tell me anymore. Stop it. I'm going to binge watch this.
All right.
Speaking of two episodes left, True Detective only has two episodes left.
And what are your thoughts this far in? You gonna watch the last two?
Yes.
Well,
I will
that's
finish
saying something.
It.
Yeah.
But the way you bitched about season two, you will not like this.
Mm.
I'm sorry to say. The acting, I think, is really well done.
Well, that was one of my bitches about the second one, you know? I thought that the story was convoluted, and it was horribly miscast. This, if it's the complaint is that it's slow, I might actually like that then.
Okay. I hope you do, and I hope your review will surprise me.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I like Mahershala a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the weakest link.
Oh, there's a weakest link?
Well, I think the story itself, I feel like a guy, who he is hot right now. Like the biggest actor out there.
Yeah.
They scored with him.
Yeah.
And yes, he's doing some different age, jumping back and forth age-wise.
Yeah.
And some of the young stuff he's doing is super intense, which that's where he's really doing his thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it should have been a bigger crime, or they should have uncovered some of the...
Maybe there'll be some big twist or
well,
something.
Well, that's what
up.
I mean,
I'm holding out for that. I just don't know what it is. And I haven't been watching them in order because I just play them when they're on. And I'm like, what? I'm not getting the whole thing. I might have to go back and rewatch all of them in order. So
how many are there
going to
be total? Eight?
I don't know.
Eight
how
or
many?
Nine. Right. Yeah, not that many.
Yeah.
If there's only two left.
So anyway. OMG, Vinny Dubage ain't free. LMAO. Well, the guy, you know. Want some money.
Right.
I didn't know he was going for $300 million.
$1 million over one obscure line in a song that no one's heard on the radio in 5 years, and then his song from 1988.
Well, you can see in her song why she went there. The next line, it rhymes. She's... Oh, someone said, you're missing the irony that she says, don't take nothing from nobody. And that's what she's being charged with for stealing.
Stealing from somebody.
Get it?
Hilarious.
Neatly packed all of my son's childhood memorabilia from grades K through 12 and his 4-year stint in the Navy in a big bin and put it in his basement. Unfortunately, he lived in the San Jose neighborhood that got flooded and everything was destroyed. It's the first time I've seen my 30-year-old son cry.
Oh, well, since he was a baby, I assume.
Well, of course.
Right. Since he was old enough to know big boys don't cry.
Right. Yes, Shaka, finally some non-boring music, says 408.
I know. Shaka
sounded good. Someone wrote in and said, who's playing bass on that? I tried to look it up. I could not find it. Throwback to Would You Rather for Sarah. A solid hour of country, like Brad Paisley or somebody, or Drake.
It's country. I go a solid hour of country.
There you go.
Oh my God, what are you doing? You're supposed to play some awful country song now.
Derek Trucks is the nephew of Butch Trucks, one of the original drummers from the Allman Brothers Band. That's what it is.
There it is.
But he picked up guitar, and they used to let him come out on stage with them. So he's... I don't know if he's the godson of one of the guitar players, but that's a family thing going on there.
I see.
A lot of people like Susan Tedeschi or whatever it is, too.
Tedeschi.
Right.
There's a line of markets back home, or at least there was. It was Tedeschi's. So I don't know if they're like, that's the Tedeschi family.
Oh, she's from the...
Yeah, it was like Cumberland Farms Tedeschi's.
You told us about the Fratelli's album last spring, and I bought it with a gift card and wound up listening to it in my car for months.
Oh.
Listen to the Fratelli's first single, Henrietta. I promise you'll love it.
Put that on. The Fratelli's. Not the John Fratelli spinoff band of just John.
And not Drake.
Ever again.
What's the name of the song?
Henrietta.
Kiki.
Oh, he did it. You knew he was going to do it.
Wow.
707 says, I asked my son what my nails should be changed to today because they were Valentine's theme. He said, we should switch to T-Mobile so we can get free tacos.
Oh, she should get each one made into a little taco. That'd be great. What should my nails be changed? We should join T-Mobile, Mom. Your kid knows best. Do it.
Caddies are supposed to get 10% of the golfer's winnings. So the caddy should have gotten $110,000 from that pro golfer who's worth millions. And instead, this guy got $5,000. $110,000 would have been huge for someone.
Yeah, some random that he picked up as a caddy, right?
That's crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, he's catching it. It's
but
big
it doesn't sound like
him.
He's going to... Well, he should. He should just go, all right, fine. Here's your check. I have $50 million.
Well, his sponsors might drop him.
Are they saying like, that?
Well, no, but I mean, that's you get bad PR. That's right? Not what why you're sponsoring people.
What's well, at least we all know his name now. Kutcher, right? Isn't that his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt
great.
Kutcher. Ryan Adams got dropped by Fender.
Oh.
And then some other amp company.
Uh-huh.
And one of the pedal companies.
Well,
that
no
he
one
has
wants to be affiliated
on.
With the guy who mentally warps women.
I got so many texts about that from girls who he hit on that were like, all of those things are true. We've experienced it. And I'm like, damn.
Hmm. Yeah, he's just apparently a control freak and like really uses sort of mental torture to keep a girl in her place.
Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, Jedi mind tricks.
408 has written
in. The dark side.
Peter Cook Realty?
What about him?
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Is he coming
Shame.
To the wedding?
Oh, yeah, Peter Cook's
got
to come.
And
Peter
what
Cook
about
the,
the Blaine method? Kane Performance.
Did
yeah.
Peter Cook make the cut?
Peter Cook is coming,
oh.
and KanePerformance.com is coming.
And, of course, your friends, the Jesus people, he's going to
yeah,
do the...
Yeah, Jesus guys.
The
he's McCutcheons. Doing the ceremony.
The McCutcheon.
We don't know them as the Jesus people.
Oh, that's
hey.
How I know them.
You should.
Is Alan God. From Bananas at Large coming?
Oh.
Oh.
Alan was invited and can't because he's going to Aruba.
Oh,
nice.
Aruba.
It's just a Grand slow America. Time for the music store business. Like, everyone, go get to pick up a little shaker to bring to Vinny's wedding. Head over to Bananas.
Oh, so I am giving a speech.
What are you
Everyone
talking
bring
about?
In some instrument
we'll some
as
shaker.
I give
Wait,
my speech.
You are? Did he say you could?
Well, if I do, I'm just going to want to give a shout out to Mercedes for loaning me the car on
yeah.
the drive up to the wedding.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the Chevron gas that was provided.
Yes, thank you, Chevron, for filling up my tank.
Don't forget that Sleep Number bed back. You slept in.
Correct. Thank you to Sleep Number.
And how great T-Mobile is. Got your service all the way
That's
over the hill.
Right.
GPS
Thank
worked
you,
all the
T-Mobile.
Way.
Someone wrote in. And this is
best speech ever.
I said this earlier because out of turn, because Sarah goes, what? And I was like, you got to wait. But this is one of those things where you mark oh. something on the show in real time 6 months ago. And people remembered and have written in to remind you.
Oh, God, what did I do wrong now?
What? Who has human dated? Sarah asked to be reminded in 6 months from August 15th that he said to check back in.
Human.
I haven't. The only one I told you guys about. The girl who I went on like 5 dates with. We never kissed or hugged or anything. And then I said to her, hey, listen, I think I have a crush on you.
Am I the
on
only
you.
One who doesn't remember this?
I have a crush on you. And she leaned forward, mm-hmm. looked me dead in the eyes, and said, I am 100% not interested.
Oh, that was that
oh,
girl?
You've
I thought,
been on
no,
5
you
dates?
You said that they were, you said you were trying to ask her on a date.
Look no, we,
don't look
you
at me.
You didn't say that you went on 12
down.
Dates with her.
Don't look.
I Tell cannot me. Believe you.
That's not what happened. Listen.
Your stories are all warped.
Yeah.
Every
they're
time.
Tell the
they're
truth
the,
or what?
You
Tell
want the truth.
Yeah.
We
Tell
can
the
handle
truth.
The truth.
Tell
the truth. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
All right, listen. The truth is we were hanging out casually. We never dated. We just kind of hung out, exchanged Christmas gifts, went to church, and then...
What did you get her and what'd she get you?
So...
She got him a wallet. He got her a vibrator.
No.
What?
Is that funny?
Nothing.
Don't crack yourself
Just like
up.
The
Please
difference in that. Just like laugh at me. Please. I'm so funny.
Don't make jokes just for yourself. All right. So, we got each other. So I got her a Bible.
Oh
my God.
But I also got her a lot of other
Who
things.
Does
I got
that?
Her. I got her. Blah. Don't laugh. Adele, shut up, Adele. I also got her like a bunch of skincare gift cards to like, I don't know, fancy schmancy
and
places.
A Bible?
Well, it's an artsy Bible.
Oh, an artsy one.
Yeah,
it had like pictures in it. And
it's
stuff?
Just it's just 3 books. It's you,
pictures
you
of get, Jesus?
No, it's Chagall, you know the artist Chagall?
Yes, he's a horse artist.
He
Chagall?
I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know if he does horses, but he might do horses. Who knows? Anyway, he did Genesis, Exodus, and the Song of Solomon. And,
oh,
and,
yeah, I don't know who that is.
Anyway, he
stop.
Anyway, he did some. He
all right. What did she get you?
Yes, more important.
She
Don't, Bryn. Just let him say what he got.
It's got to be like a notebook.
A notebook.
For journaling. A notebook.
Oh, my God.
And she also got me.
Like one of those moleskin things
I
or
love
something?
Those. Those
she
such,
got
that's
me the
nice
same
gift.
Bible that I got her.
No.
I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm
you
dead
guys
serious.
Are match made in literal
we're,
heaven.
We're not. We're match made in nothing. We're match made in I'm 100% not interested.
So wait. So this is your fifth date.
The fifth hangout. Fifth hangout. I don't even know if it was a date. Isn't a date like... a lot more formal.
Okay, so your fifth hang, and then you said to her, I'd really like to...
No, I said, listen, I think about you all the time. I think I have a crush on you. And then she leaned across the table, looked me dead in the eyes, and said, I am 100% not interested.
Boy, right up until the knot, I bet you were like, oh!
It's happening!
Not interested. Did you guys stop hanging out all the time after that?
Well, I told you. She kept texting me and saying, hey, I miss you. When are we going to hang out?
So and you're like, I'm 100% not interested in hanging out with you anymore.
No, I'd send her. I'd be like, oh, hey, I miss you too. And then I'd text her a link to a sermon. I didn't know what else to do.
What are you
matter.
Doing? A
nothing.
Link to
I'm doing
a sermon?
Nothing. I'm just hanging out.
What does this have to do with the August 15th thing?
I have no idea. But you guys said what? Who have you been dating?
Oh, no, because someone wrote in. Apparently, you had marked that date as, let's see what progress you've made in 6 months. This is all according to texters.
Thank you, texters. I don't remember that at all, but I'm so glad that you do.
So glad you guys are making stuff up.
Eat your
we made stuff up. Listen to your stories.
That was a dead honest truth.
You for once.
Time to wrap it up.
All
have
right,
a good
we'll be
one.
Back in a minute. Jeez.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Turn that blasted music down.
Tell me my job. I'll tell
happening.
You.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know. I
want to
go home.
I want
it's
to,
been a
too.
Long week, man.
Is that
I'm
sun?
Over it.
The sun is out.
It's a trick.
It won't be there for long. I see a bunch
it's
of really dark
that's
clouds.
That's what I tried to say earlier. There is. We still have more rain. We're due. So even if you see some blue sky.
And we do.
Go walk. Enjoy it.
Right.
But expect at some point
bring an umbrella
to see
if you
again.
Walk too far from your house. You're going to get caught in it.
And it's going to snow all like into Sunday in Tahoe. So... roads are already closed. Expect more trouble.
And this is ski week coming up for a lot of schools, so it's going to be pretty crowded going up there. You know, maybe leave at 3 a.m. or something, because otherwise you're just going to be stuck in it forever. And no matter what, you get up there, and then you're going to have a great time. It'll all be worth it. Have a great weekend. For everybody who has a long weekend, good on you. If you have vacation next week, hooray. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.